This is The Special with Carly and Jordan, and today we are going to be discussing invasive species. Ecosystems are never self-contained. Yes, and often the balance of an ecosystem is upset when an organism from the outside is introduced. The introduction of a new organism can occur naturally, like when animals move to a new location or when seeds of plants can carry into the new environment. Often, however, humans introduce these disruptive organisms into ecosystems, either intentionally or unintentionally. These organisms are known as invasive species. So, Carly, what can invasive species cause? Invasive species can cause a disruption in an ecosystem, meaning that the way of life in that niche is affected on a large scale, from disease to death. Such a simple concept can create such a large impact. What are some examples of invasive species? Easily known examples are Asian carp, honeysuckle, and goldfish. If my sources are correct, it says Asian carp was introduced in the Southeast to help control weeds and parasites in aquaculture operations. What happened afterward? These fish soon spread up to the Mississippi River system, where they have been crowding out native fish populations not used to competing with such aggressive invaders. The carp's presence in such numbers is also compromising water quality and killing off sensitive species such as freshwater mussels. What are harmful effects invasive species can cause? Invasive species may cause environmental harm, economic harm, or impact human health. What should we be doing? We should be taking care of the problem invasive species are making, because if not contained, the problem Asian carps, goldfish, honeysuckle, and many more invasive species are making are going to take over the world's ecosystem and wipe out native species that contribute to the ecosystems. How can invasive species control an ecosystem? They compete with a native species and cause them to die out from the invasion species' aggressive maneuvers. Invasive species can cause unneeded effects to the ecosystem that can harm and even permanently damage an ecosystem. Although the numbers vary widely, some of the current research from Invasion USA estimates that there are approximately 50,000 non-native species in the United States today. Invasive species are taking over the world one ecosystem at a time. This has been The Special with Carly and Jordan. Have a great day.